I'm back in the saddle again. Bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding we're going. And for weeks they've been sowing every Susie and Sal. They're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal.
And sometime he's gonna build a new home for two, for three, or four or more.
In Loveland, for me and my gal.
The bells are ringing for me and my little gal. The birds are singing, cause they're jealous of me and my gal.
Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going. And for weeks they've been sowing. Every Susie and Sal, they're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal.
And sometime he's gonna build a little home for two, for three, or four or more.
In Loveland,
for me and my gal.
Again, friends and neighbors, and welcome once more to Melody Ranch. Right now, if you'll just take your regular seat in the front of the parlor, I'll start things off in my usual way. And now, here to my way of thinking is one of the prettiest songs ever written. I'm sure you all remember.
I saw the harbor light. They only told me we were parting. The same old harbor light that once brought you to me. I watched the harbor light. How could I help if tears were starting? Goodbye to ten. Beside the silvery sea, I long to hold you and to kiss you just once more. But I was on the ship and you were on the shore. Now I know.
Now, what is this going on anyway?
Well, don't you know I'm on an energy diet?
Fine thing, fine thing. On an energy diet, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, pray tell me, what is an energy diet?
Eggs, mostly. In fact, you won't believe this, Mr. Artery, but I've been eating 16 eggs a day for over a week now.
How many?
16 eggs a day. Even got my own chicken.
16 eggs a day?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Has it had any effect on you?
Oh, not on me, but it killed the poor chicken.
Brother, now I've heard everything.
Not yet, you ain't, Gene.
No?
Wait till I tell you what old Muscles Buttram did all day yesterday.
Oh.
Well, I have a feeling I'm going to hate myself for asking, but what did old Muscles Buttram have all day yesterday, Johnny?
Well, I'll tell you what. He walked around town without no shirt on.
He what?
Always got to open your big mouth, ain't you?
Go on, Buttram. Tell him what happened in front of the meat market.
Tell him what happened in front of the meat market.
Well?
Okay, so when I passed the meat market, some woman took one look at my chest, turned to the butcher, and she said, "Why can't I get halibut like that without no bones?"
Well, I don't blame her. In fact, if you ask me, your chest still looks like it's gone someplace to spawn.
You guys just don't care about improving yourselves, that's all.
Oh? Well, now tell me something here, Patrick. What inspired this big health kick that you're on, anyway?
My Uncle Lucifer.
Lucifer?
Yeah, you see, Mr. Artery, he had a special health system.
Oh.
All his life, he ate nothing but spinach.
Nothing but spinach?
Yep, and I'll have you know he was solid and strong as a young boy, clear up till the time he died, the age of 112. Then it was spinach that killed him.
You mean that he ate too much of it?
No, Mr. Schwartz, a grocer, caught him kissing Mrs. Schwartz and hit him over the head with a can of it. Seriously, though, Mr. Artery, when a fella gets to be my age, people start talking. And you know what they say?
No, no, frankly, I don't, Patrick. What do they say?
Well, just listen and I'll tell you. They say, "I'm getting too old, too old. I'm too old to cut the mustard anymore."
That's what I've heard.
"I'm getting too old, too old. I'm too old to cut the mustard anymore."
I wouldn't admit it, boy.
Old Pappy had a big sedan.
Yeah.
For he was an army man. He got dressed up fit to kill and the uniform he wore at Bunker Hill.
What?
He's too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
I'm getting too old, too old.
He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
I entertained a girl I know. The moon was high and the lights was low. I was all set to play the scene.
But he had to drink his Ovaltine.
He's too old, too old.
I'm too old to cut the mustard anymore.
He's done got too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
And now, since once more it's yarn spinning time here at Melody Ranch, I thought I'd tell you about one of the strangest experiences I ever had. An experience that all had its beginning way back before I ever owned Melody Ranch. Back in the days when I used to be just plain cowboy, wherever and whenever I could. Anyway, as I remember it now, I was working down in the Panhandle country at this particular time when word got to me that Sergeant Rogers in the San Castell Ranger Station wanted to see me. So, after giving notice to my boss, Champ and I headed for the Rio Grande and the mystery of the concertina.
You're a hard man to find, Autry. I've had three of my men on your trail for over a week now.
I didn't know I was being followed, Sergeant.
Well, I didn't want you to know.
Look, would I be talking out of turn if I asked what this is all about?
I'm getting to that right now. First, though, tell me, how well do you know a ranger by the name of Ted Dale?
Ted Dale?
Mm-hmm.
One of my best friends. Why? Nothing's happened to him, has it?
Now, before I tell you that, let me give you a little of the background on this thing.
Okay, shoot.
There's a silver mine not far from here, owned and operated by a guy named Niles Corrigan. Anyway, not too long ago, my office got a tip that he was using almost entirely immigrant labor. That part was all right, but then we heard that none of them were leaving at night. So we sent Ted over to check up on it.
Go on.
He saw Corrigan, inspected the mine, and checked the citizenship papers of nearly 20 workers without finding anything wrong. Then a strange thing happened. Just as he was leaving, one of the laborers stuffed a piece of paper in his hand. All it had on it were five words. Mira por la concertina, Marengo.
Marengo? Isn't that a town about 50 miles south of the border?
Yeah, it's also a rat's nest, if you know what I mean.
Oh?
But that's beside the point right now. We sent Ted down to investigate. Now, that was almost 2 weeks ago. 3 days later, we had one report. Since then, we haven't heard a word from him. That's why I'd like to send you down to check on the whole thing instead of another ranger.
Well, how soon do I leave?
The sooner the better. Oh, yeah, one other thing. The other four words written on the paper Ted got from that miner over at Corrigan's place, Mira por la concertina?
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. What does it mean?
It means, look for the concertina.
The town of Marengo was hot, dirty, and humid. That's about all you could say for it. Every other building was a bar, and in between the bars were more bars. The town had two hotels, one of which I checked into, and for a very good reason. The name of it was La Concertina. I cleaned up, and an hour later made my way into the hotel bar. It must have been an off night, though, because the only person in the place was the bartender, and he was asleep. Hey, senor!
Tu vengo, vengo.
You speak of the English?
Sí, sí. How you say, a little?
Oh, good. That's poquito.
Yeah.
That's for you.
Oh, gracias, senor. Muchísimas gracias.
Oh, forget it. Just listen, listen carefully. Huh? Does La Concertina mean anything to you?
Look. Sí, senor. Of course, it's the name of this hotel.
I know that. But does it mean anything else to you?
Well, no, senor. Nothing. Why you ask?
What are you sweating for? It's not hot in here.
If the senor will excuse me, I got work to do.
Yeah, I'll bet you have. Take that out of what I paid you. When I looked back through the door, my friend the bartender was already on the phone. Now I figured it was just a matter of time till I heard from somebody who knew the answers that I wanted. But I didn't expect it to happen quite so soon, or in quite the way it did. I'd just come out the second bar I'd visited that night. I was heading to the third when somebody grabbed my arm and pulled me into an alleyway.
Quick, Senor Autry, in here.
Hey, what is this? Who are you?
Who I am is not important. Please, just listen to me. You are looking for a ranger named Dale. Is that not right?
Might be. Why?
Go to the La Paloma Cafe.
La Paloma?
Look for the man with the concertina. And now I must go, senor. They may be watching me. Adios and good luck to you.
Hey, but wait a minute. Well, could have been a trap. Had all the makings of one. And yet I had to risk it. If that's where the guy with the concertina hung out. I was getting closer to Ted. That much I knew for sure.
Yeah, mister. What'll it be?
Oh, nothing right now. Just came in to look around.
Help yourself. Anything in particular you want to see?
Yeah. The guy who plays the concertina.
Look, friend, you must be confused. We ain't got no musicians here.
Is that so? I heard different.
Yeah, who told you?
I don't remember.
Look, chum, I told you once you got the wrong place. There ain't no...
There ain't no what?
Keep your hands right where they are. Start walking. Well, go on, get going. Just remember, one move of those guns and I'll kill you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll bet you would at that.
Right, I would. If you don't believe it, just try something. I'll prove it to you.
Oh, no. No, thanks.
Okay, you hold it.
Come in.
After you.
Yes, Joseph. What is it?
Guy come nosing around looking for somebody who plays a concertina, boss. I thought you might want to talk to him.
By all means, Joseph. By all means. I always enjoy talking to Americans. You know that?
Yeah, sure, I know that.
And now you'd better get back to your work. Mr. Autry and I will continue our little chat in private.
Right, boy.
So you even know my name?
I make it my business to know people's names, Mr. Autry. Especially those people I want to remember. Now, what is it you wish?
Where's Ted Dale?
Ted Dale?
You heard me.
Oh, I'm sorry, my friend, but the name of Ted Dale is not a familiar one to me.
You're lying.
Please, I'm not used to being called a liar.
In that case, you'd better get used to it. Because I'm going to start proving you are right now.
Oh? What if I try to stop you?
Don't worry, you won't.
I wouldn't bet on that if I were you, Joseph. Very nicely done, Joseph. Take him away.
Right, boss. Any place in particular you want me to put him?
No, just put him with his friend. And Joseph, make sure he's comfortable.
Gene, can you hear me? It's me, Ted.
Ted? What are you doing here?
Never mind that now. I just lean back against this wall and take it easy.
Where are we?
In a cell under Duval's place.
Duval?
Yeah. He's the guy who had you slugged. Right now, though, you just listen. I'll do the talking.
Yeah.
Duval's an international crook who's been smuggling immigrant labor into the United States, while his partner, Corrigan, supplies them with forged citizenship papers. I found out about the whole lousy business almost a week ago. They've had me locked up in here ever since.
Well, how long have I been here?
A little over an hour. How's your head? Any better?
Yeah.
Shh! Quiet, somebody's coming. Who's there?
Senor Autry? Senor Dale?
Huh? Hey, wait a minute. Aren't you the same girl?
Please, senor. I have come to help you escape.
You what?
Please, Senor Dale. Believe me. Roseanne can no longer stand to see him do the things he is doing to my people. Smuggling them into your country like animals. Making them great promises. And then treating them like pigs. While he and his friend Corrigan get rich. You must stop it. That's why I've come to help you.
So that's how it is, huh?
See, here. I have guns for both of you. Quickly, go out this door and up the back steps. The hall at the top leads to his office. He's there now.
Let's go, Gene.
Right there. Look, Roseanne. You go back to the hotel. Wait for us there. We won't be long. Okay, Ted. This is it. I'll go in first. You cover me.
Right.
Don't move, Duval. Just keep those hands right where they are.
Ah, Mr. Autry. You too, Mr. Dale. I take it you do not like my guest quarters, no?
No. Or you either, Duval. Now get up. We're turning you over to the immigration authorities.
It would appear, would it not, that you two gentlemen have the upper hand. Not being the case, I shall do as you request. However, I'm sure you won't mind.
Look out, senores! The concertina!
Why, you little...
Take care of Duval, kid. I'll get the girl.
Right.
You hit bad, Roseanne?
No. No, senor. It's just a scratch.
Yeah, I know.
The concertina, it...
I know that, too. Worked as a gun.
Si. Luis is... Is he dead?
Who?
Luis. I forgot. You did not know. Luis Duval was my husband.
You know, folks, when you stop to think about it, I guess almost every product of old Mother Nature has at one time or another served as the inspiration for a song. Most of them have been mighty pretty, too. An excellent example of which is our cowboy classic for today, called simply A Melody from the Sky.
Love is everywhere. Its music fills the air. All nature seems to hum a melody from the sky. Over on the hill, I see a whippoorwill. I hear his song become a melody from the sky.
And there's a bluebird singing through his many lives. A love song making on the whispering breeze in the trees.
Love is everywhere.
Seems to be the last rung on the old ladder for this Melody Ranch party. But we've got another swell get-together lined up for you at the same time and over these same stations, so try and join us then, won't you? Meantime, this is Gene Autry asking you to keep thinking of us
until we're back in the saddle.